This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So, protesters at UCLA, protesters at other campuses across the country, we're looking this up. It seems to be real. Shiraz University in Iran wants you, okay? If you get expelled, you don't feel good, you know.
You can head on over to Shiraz University
in Fars Province, Iran. Yeah, I know. It is silly. It's incredibly silly. But this is the mentality you're also dealing with. Not only from the protesters, but from those in Iran that would offer you some kind of scholarship or something. You know, I guess, I don't know, maybe they'll give you credit for independent study for being out there on the quad and throwing objects at those pesky pro-Israel demonstrators. I'm telling you, folks, they say that the things are out of control. That is really, really true. Just like that poll we told you about in hour number one, where a vast majority of Americans believe that the things Joe Biden's country is completely out of control. No doubt about that. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com, where you can send us a direct message. You can also pick up the podcast right there of the show. And then also, of course, check out our live streams. Anytime we have live streams or any additions, they're always going to be right there. So definitely make a note of that. Always head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That way you can always find us. All right. I will go ahead and tell you about James Carville here. We talked a lot. We'll continue to talk about what's happening on campus. And by the way, we continue to monitor what's happening at UCLA as it's now a little after midnight, about 8 minutes after midnight on the West Coast. So again, the night's proverbially, you know, comparatively still young, as it would be for these protesters on the West Coast. LAPD has a large presence there now, and there could be an action against these protesters who were told to vacate. But we will see. We'll continue to monitor it, of course. But this from Breitbart. We told you about James Carville. Now, we cannot tell you exactly what James Carville said, because we can't exactly say that on the radio. So you kind of get an idea. But I'm sure you'll be able to kind of have some idea what we're talking about. But again, this is from Breitbart. Democrat strategist James Carville lashed out at woke young voters who have turned on President Joe Biden, saying they would have no rights left, quote unquote, if former President Donald Trump were to win the election. That's right, they'll have no rights left. He's not only going to steal your democracy, he's going to take all your rights away. You know, I always thought that was, you know, that was one of the purview of the left. I always thought that that's exactly, you know, kind of what they wanted to accomplish, especially those pesky First Amendment rights, those pesky Second Amendment rights. And meanwhile, continue to say Donald Trump's stealing our democracy, when in reality they would love to, quote, steal the democracy because they want a one-party rule. They want to abolish the Electoral College, which is, you know, at the very bedrock of our republic, because it makes sure that when we use a democratic method in order to select leaders and the president and so forth, that you don't have voters disenfranchised by the millions in order to satisfy the lusts of the left, basically, for power. And that, my friends, is the textbook definition of trying to steal our democracy, as it were. And of course, yes, I know it's a federal republic, and but they use that term very, very widespread so that they can make you think that, well, wait a minute, no, he's going to, you know, in other words, we can't vote on stuff anymore and this kind of stuff. But of course, they're trying to really get at you. The former Clinton advisor made his position known in a video posted on Sunday. So I hear this a lot. James, young voters are just not into this. It's two candidates. One's in the 80s. One is almost in the 80s. They're concerned about things that Washington politicians, and you just can't blame them for. And then he says, blankety blank and blankety blank. Okay. And I can't, we're on the radio. I'm not going to violate that. I'm not going to say that, but it was definitely not nice. So I'll give you, you know, the idea. It was definitely not nice. It was an expletive. So I'm just not going to say it. Carville advised those voters to watch, quote, what is happening in the Supreme Court, quote unquote. If you're 26, do you see what they're doing? First of all, they're going to take every right that you could possibly have. Carville referred to these conservative Supreme Court justices as, I think we could say this on the radio, but this is, again, his words, not mine, friends. He referred to the conservative Supreme Court justices as, quote, illegitimate whores, okay? I'm telling you, and Carville, yeah, you know, he's kind of getting on, you know, and this kind of thing. And so maybe he's kind of losing some of the filter there if he ever really had, if we were talking about James Carville. But sometimes, you know, he's entertaining in that regard, right? Sometimes he'll say things like, that's shocking, but yeah, that's just James Carville, and so you kind of go about your business. But again, what this demonstrates, right? What this demonstrates, everybody, is they got nothing. They're going to stick with this whole thing. Donald Trump's going to take away all your rights. Donald Trump is going to, make everything bad. There's going to be a darkness that comes across the earth as he assumes the office of president and so on. And the Supreme Court justices, that's all illegitimate. And on it goes. They take all your rights away. It means, folks, they know they are losing in the hearts and minds of Americans across the board, Republican or Democrat or independent, and they are terrified. Stay right there, everybody. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Continuing through the overnight hours, everybody. We've got a lot more to say, and we've got a lot of time to say it, and we're going to definitely continue onward to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And again, we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith at about 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Definitely want to stick around for that. He's with Concerned Veterans for America. And we've got a great, great conversation planned this morning. Just a little while from now, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And she's going to have, I know, some fantastic take here on what we continue to see happening with these campus protests and some of these other political things that we're seeing happening out there. But first, do want to check out a couple of our direct messages this morning. First of all, Richard the Marine, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning, saying, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 47 degrees and raining. Kudos to New York City Mayor for standing up for our flag. We need to send the squad, he says, over to Gaza on a peacekeeping mission. Right. Have a great show. Semper Fi, Richard. Thank you, Richard. Yes, Semper Fi right back at you. And, yeah, I know. It's interesting to see how, no matter what, some of these politicians, they just continue their cottage industry. No matter what happens, no matter how ridiculous or off-base or just wrong-headed or destructive it is, they just keep going this direction. They don't care what's happening in Gaza, for real. They don't care what Hamas did. They simply want to continue to aggrandize themselves to do their own thing, fundraise, you name it, maintain position, you name it. That's exactly what they're up to. And then also we got listener Joan up in Seattle, Washington, listening to us this morning. And this is a very kind message. I appreciate it so much, Joan. Thank you so much. She says, good evening, Kyle. Just dropping in to say thank you once again for your intelligent, informed voice of reason, including your regular contributors. So refreshing to hear your commentary and common sense explanation of the disarray our country is currently experiencing. Love your show, listener Joan in Seattle. Thank you so much, Joan. That's really, really powerful. I appreciate it so very, very much. It really absolutely makes my day in ways that I just can't even tell you at this point. So, but thank you again so much. And, folks, this is one of the reasons why we're here. You know, we're here to do this great work, you know, that is really collective among us here. And that's why we love to get calls. You know, I was really enthused once we got a caller from Las Vegas who described the show as being, you know, sort of old school talk radio, you know, where we talk about things and we take callers and so forth. And yeah, and I think that's great. I love that. The idea is old school talk radio, because that's kind of what I kind of grew up with. And that's what influenced me so greatly. And so definitely, we appreciate the ability to build an overnight community of people who come together and we're talking about these things and we're getting through it. I mean, that's the idea right there, isn't it? All right. So once again, folks, let's take a listen here. Speaking of what Richard the Marine was talking about, very, 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 very coincidental, but in a very, very good way. Serendipitous, I think, is the word I'm looking for. Serendipitous that he talks about the New York City mayor. Well, let's listen in to this question from a White House reporter to Karine Jean-Pierre regarding something the mayor was talking about there in New York. Let's listen in.
Well, with that said, I mean, does the president believe New York Mayor Adams and leaders of Columbia University and City College of New York acted appropriately by having the protesters at those colleges arrested and their encampments forcibly shut down?
That is a decision for colleges and universities to decide on. The law enforcement, if you think about local law enforcement, they know what's going on the ground. They have a better sense of what's going on the ground, and obviously they have to make decisions. We are talking about protecting students and making sure that they feel safe on campus. We're talking about a small group of students who are disrupting that ability for students to have that academic experience. That's what we're talking about here. We believe, and I will continue to say this, that is incredible. Condemn hate. We have to get them anti-Semitism. That is something that stated to your colleague that many communities, this is a painful time and is a very charged environment, charged moments. When you see those type of charged moments, they do pose challenges for law enforcement.
It's a charged moment.
But that is their decision to make.
It's their decision. I believe also about bad actors, and I think intelligence, because John Kirby had said, well, we don't think they're the question was earlier, but you know, wait a minute. We're pretty sure they're not any bad actors in all of this. That would just be too fantastical to me to try. You know, oh no, this is all organic. It's all fine. You know, that's a new one, isn't it? Yeah, don't worry about those throwing objects by force last night or yesterday. It's what we call a charged moment. So let's all just take a moment and try to do right now. No, that's not how we approach this, right? That's not how we get this to go. It is actors. And do you see how she's kind of just really trying to stumble around there saying, you know, look, you know, in other words, she doesn't want to offend anybody. She has to say the sort of perfunctory, we condemn anti-Semitism remarks. which you don't really sound genuine in the grand scheme of things, in the sense that if they really were condemning that, well, I think that they would strongly condemn what the protesters are doing ultimately, as opposed to constantly going, well, you know, it's, you know, they have the right to peacefully protest and this kind of thing. It's almost as if they're really trying to make sure that they're not offending the people who typically would be very enthusiastic about disruptive protests. And like I said on the program yesterday, people can carry their sign, they walk down the street, and they can have their pro-Hamas sign, whatever. But these protests seem to be going a different direction. They certainly seem to be going in the direction of, we are taking over this area, we are not, you know, we are going to take over these buildings, we have another agenda that's along with it. In other words, they're not just out there saying, I'm pro-Hamas, and so that's my two cents on this whole, you know, issue over there in the Middle East. That's not it. They're trying to force the universities. And then, and by the way, if after, you know, school is out, basically, this is going to spread. It's going to go, it's not just going to be, we want our university to stop its investment in Israel, and this way we're really going to make a difference. Then it's going to be anybody, any company they can think of, anything that they can come up with, and they will try to organize boycotts, or they'll do other, or they'll do sit-ins, or they'll do, you know, other kinds of things where they take over someplace and go, you have to deal with our demands now, right? You're going to have to negotiate with us. And I don't know about you, my friends, but do you feel like you could negotiate with many of these people we see on camera? Do you think that you could negotiate in good faith? And I think the good question would be, why would you want to? Because this doesn't seem to be an issue. Because, you, in other words, let's just say you could demand it and make demands of companies, corporations, individuals, and then why stop there? Now, the next time Israel is attacked by Iran directly, or anybody else for that matter, it's going to have to be, no, we've got, now the policy of the United States has to be one of let Israel, you know, abandon Israel. You know, it'll never stop. And they're going to try to do that even with the election, as they're, you know, they're trying to take all this out on the Democrat Party as well. And but again, the Democrat Party has literally made its own bed with this, haven't they? I think that they should. And, you know, they have created this weak position, and they've created this thing where, well, we've demonstrated we want to do anything we can to keep your vote, as opposed to standing on principle. And that might actually be a way of getting votes. I'm just saying. No, they're not going to take my advice. Don't worry. They're not going to do that. But I got to call it like I see it. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Senate Republicans condemning pro-Palestinian protests at universities nationwide. Senator Tom Cotton accused university leaders and President Biden of neglecting the issue, referring to the protests as hate-filled little Gazas on campuses.
These criminals are chanting eliminationist slogans like, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, and globalize the Intifada.
He suggested that the Department of Education withhold federal funding from colleges that fail to protect the civil rights of Jewish students. An active shooter situation outside a Wisconsin middle school has ended after the threat was neutralized. Information comes from the Mount Horeb area school district west of Madison. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Pittsburgh, and I really mean it.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Dow went up over 500 points as a result of the hinting that at the next Fed meeting they might do the rate cuts. Everybody's waiting for the rate cut. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. Of course, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Also, head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And you can also check out our live streams and podcast right there, kylewarrenshow.com, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, kylewarrenshow.com. And yes, this from the New York Post. Stocks closed mixed in a volatile session on Wednesday after the Federal Reserve left its key interest rate unchanged, which we all kind of knew was going to happen, as expected, it says, but indicated that its next move will probably be to cut rates because, it's an election year, my friends, right? It's an election year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which had jumped more than 500 points. And by the way, what happens when the inflation continues, you know, if it continues to be as hot as we've seen, the CPI, if that continues to be as hot as we've seen, and the Fed says, well, we have no ability to get to the 2%. Well, they'll just redefine what 2% is. Shouldn't be too hard in this day and age, right? we're just going to redefine what 2% is. You know, that's a textbook example of revisionism, right? Revisionist. So we'll just say, well, you know, 2%. You know what? 4% is the new 2%. We're just going to say that, okay? But, you know, there's no way that if there's no way to really get there, then they may have to say, well, we can't cut rates. But I have a feeling they'll have to cut rates. There's pressure. I'm sure that there is. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which had jumped more than 500 points, rose just 87.37 points, or 0.2%, to 37,903.29. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both fell 0.3%. The Federal Open Markets Committee, or the FOMC, concluded its two-day monetary policy meeting by letting the Fed funds target rate stand at 5.25% to 5.5%. Powell didn't rock the boat very much, said Ryan Detrick, chief market strategist at Carson Group in Omaha. He acknowledged that inflation is still a problem, but remained optimistic that it would improve over the coming quarters. What sparked today's rally was when he said the next move will not be a hike, Detrick added. He pushed back against that hard. That allowed the bulls to take charge. I don't know. These bulls sound like they might be in Pamplona. I'm not sure. I don't want to run away from the bulls like that, obviously, anytime. I guess some people might want to do that is a bucket list thing, but I don't know. I'm fine. I don't have the bulls chase me. We got enough with earthquakes, as it were. And by the way, I don't know if you saw this on the national news or not, but yeah, we had I'm not going to say it wasn't a significant earthquake, but it was it got your attention. 4.1, and it was located in a place called Corona, which is out in Riverside County, towards Riverside County, just outside Orange County, and it is, was epicentered there. It was felt pretty much all over Southern California. And again, depending on the kind of area that you're in, the kind of rock that you have, the way these waves move through. But I can tell you my experience with it, and that is it was a jolt, and then it was an intense shaking. And a lot of times the earthquakes that we get, at least in my experience, they're jolts. And then you kind of feel it sort of the waves go back and forth. And what happened was in this one, it was more of the jolt. Like you feel like, okay, that feels like an earthquake jolt. But then as I said, the intense shaking, it was like if you took your dining room table or your kitchen table or something or your desk and you just kind of shook it as hard as you could over and over again. Not in big waves trying to rock it back and forth, but just shook it. That's exactly what it was, and it was loud. I thought a locomotive was going on, past outside, but it was definitely a good earthquake in the sense that it lasted a while. And so that's always in your mind, and especially in earthquake country, it's always in your mind. Okay, it's starting up. So is it getting worse? And you really do think these things. And number one is okay. What am I supposed to do? I may want to seek shelter, but you're also thinking. Is this going on longer? Is it intensifying? Is it sort of dying off? You know, what's happening here? Because everybody always thinks, is this going to be a very significant earthquake, of which we've had many over the last many years, of course, that have been quite deadly. And there was one we were hearing about the other day. So I think it was the anniversary of it. I don't think it was the anniversary, but it was in the news because it was the Loma Prieta earthquake that was being talked about in conjunction with some of these other earthquakes that we've seen around the country. And that was a big one. That was in 1989, I believe. And that's the one that collapsed part of the bridge in San Francisco. Pancaked another double-decker roadway and caused a lot of damage in the Marina District and so forth. Very, very significant. But at any rate, I'm getting on this thing about earthquakes, about the bulls in Pamplona. That's right. But at this point, again, they're looking at not hiking these rates at this time, or they're leaving it steady this time and not hiking it for next time. But all that to get to this, okay? All that just to get to this. This from NBC News. Because of the way the economy's going. Long-predicted consumer pullback finally hits restaurants like Starbucks, KFC, and McDonald's. It's finally here, the long-predicted consumer pullback. Starbucks announced a surprise drop in same-store sales for its latest quarter, sending its shares down 17% on Wednesday. Pizza Hut and KFC also reported shrinking same-store sales. And even stalwart McDonald's said it has adopted a street-fighting mentality to compete for value-minded diners. For months, economists have been predicting that consumers would cut back on their spending in response to higher prices and interest rates, but it's taken a while for fast food chains to see their sales actually shrink, despite several quarters of warnings to investors that low-income consumers were weakening and other diners were trading down for pricier options. Many restaurant companies also offered other reasons for their weak results this quarter. Starbucks said bad weather dragged on in same-store sale and dragged its same-store sales lower. Yum Brands, parent company of Pizza Hut, KFC, and Taco Bell, blamed January's snowstorms and its tough comparisons to a strong first quarter last year for its brand's poor performance. But those excuses don't fully explain, the article says, the weak quarterly results. Instead, it looks like the competition for a smaller pool of customers has grown fiercer as the diners still looking to buy a burger or cold brew become pickier with their cash. Again, this is what we've been predicting because of the circumstances. I don't think it's a good thing. I think it's a bad thing. Because, again, this is going to be almost, I don't know if you'd call it the canary in the coal mine, but when it's too expensive to go get Taco Bell, right, or something like that, that's when you know, and people are going to say, well, you know, I could go over to Taco Bell and get something, or I just won't do that. I'll find some other alternative. Because even going to the grocery store, you think, well, maybe that's my alternative to Taco Bell. I'll get a bunch of stuff at the grocery store, and I'll just make my own lunch or whatever. And you find out that, okay, now that's also very, very difficult. So people will start to eschew the things that are going to be a greater drag on their pocketbook or on their debit card, as it were. A lot of people, and some people do carry cash. Some people do trade in cash. I've actually seen some places, of course, you know, we were able to go out to Angel Stadium about 3 weeks ago, and this happened even last season. But now, of course, when you go to a stadium, and it's probably could be very similar to when you go to a stadium in your area, they don't accept cash anymore. Not for parking, not for, an angel dog. Or anything like that. So you have to have a card. It is cashless. But even so, people are still finding it hard to offer that card and say, okay, I'm making a purchase. And it's starting, folks. Stay right there. We are coming right back. I'll warn with you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the brother and be the
people. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. As we're, you know, sort of rocking through this Thursday morning edition, as it were. Got a great direct message here. This from Frederick up in NYC. Good morning, Kyle. 55 degrees and cloudy here in deep blue New York City. And just a reminder, I'm all tuned in every show for the great dialogue with your awesome guests. Well, thank you. Thank you, Frederick. I appreciate that. Everybody appreciates that. Yeah, well, that's right. He's talking about, I'm sure, going into Hamilton Hall and clearing out the squatters. I guess you could call them that. But actually, if they declared themselves squatters, they might have had a much worse time trying to get them out, I'm sure. It's like, you know, with what we've seen happening, of course, around the country. But all joking aside, taking over college campus building like that and, you know, all that, it goes way, way, way beyond wanting to hold your little sign with your flag, your little Hamas flag, and say, I'm pro-Hamas, you know. And unfortunately, I really do think, and again, all joking aside, I really do wish that these young people, now, of course, there are outside agitators, there are bad actors that are part of this thing. We all know that. And then you've got others that have sort of joined in because they think it might be cool, or this is the latest cause, or it's sort of, hey, we're part of history now. We're doing a big protest, and we got our faces covered, and on it goes. But really, could these students, these young people, and, you know, I don't have anything against young people. I was a young people once, right? We all were. And, you know, there's, and especially, see, when I was in school, when I was in college, I wasn't, you know, you always had some elements around, and but I never really, you know, saw anything of this nature, you know, occur. But you always had some people you'd meet in the course of going to class or being on campus that were a little bit out there. Okay, I'll just say just a little bit out there, and you know, you didn't really kind of hang around with them too much, but they were there. You know, and you have all kinds of different elements. But my thing, and this is what the professors that I really sort of got along with very well or respected and learned a lot from were the ones that compelled you to make the argument, compelled you to have to take your position, whatever it might be, and not just some you know, political, you know, agenda position or something like that, but any position. I make an argument that in this, for this historical event, the events that led up, the pressures that were here. In other words, you had to be able to be articulate, and you had to be able to discern how to make an argument. And I don't think some of these young people would be able to do that for Hamas. And by the way, it's not just about, well, okay, it's debating time. You're pro-Hamas and you're anti-Hamas, and so go for it, you know. And, well, okay, well, Hamas has some good qualities that, you know, you just couldn't do it. You just couldn't do it. And, but there are those that are protesting who maybe haven't thought that through. There is no good way to put Hamas in a good light. So they stick with this whole thing about this, about, you know, Israel is is genocidal, et cetera, et cetera. All right. Well, as promised last hour, we do have a great song request. We do want to honor it this morning. This coming to us from Driver Ron in Denver, and he requested for yesterday's program, but we got caught up, obviously, in the breaking news that was happening, so we moved it over to Throwback Thursday, which I think it still kind of works a little bit. But I told Ron over the air here, we had a great live version. He requested Bryan Adams' Summer of 69. And this is a kind of a cool live version of that. So let's check that out, and then we're going to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
Yeah.
Joe Brian Adams. Thanks again to Driver Ron for this great request. And I hope we hit it off tonight with this great live version. And I gotta tell you, that's a pretty great live version of the song. All right, we're going to be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few moments. We also understand, thanks to listener Jerry, we appreciate your message very, very much. He's letting us know that looks like things are heating up at the at UCLA. So we're definitely going to check that out, definitely see if we can get some of the latest information on that and be able to bring you the latest. And just as we were talking about, we were coming into the very top of the program this morning, back at the very beginning of the show, which would have been 11 p.m. Pacific time, 2 a.m. Eastern time. The LAPD was massing, we understand, and we were looking to see if there might be any action or in the overnight hours to disperse the crowd. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us right now. Denise, do we have anything new that we know of yet on any kind of movement at UCLA that's happening?
It seems to be all the same. Nothing has, you know, people have not been dispersed at all. I'm not sure even about arrest. I've got California Highway Patrol out there with zip ties and riot gear and whatnot. Maybe they're planning on fulfilling the needs list of the protesters with the, you know, the strobe lights and the batteries and the
and the vegan food and stuff like
no
that.
Bagels, yeah. No sunscreen, plywood.
That's right. That's right. Looks like ABC7, which is the local ABC affiliate in Los Angeles, looks like they're running a banner right now saying the protesters are being ordered to leave. So again, we're seeing, looks like they might be lining up along that grassy area in the middle of the quad.
Yeah, they have to posture. You know, they use some interesting tactics, law enforcement does, in order to posture to go in and take some action. I will say that Stanford, by the way, is the next target campus, it looks like, and they are already taking some proactive measures and have some people inside the system, what's going on out there, and sending things off to the FBI. Now the question is, will the FBI do anything?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. You know, there was a question at the White House press briefing room saying that General Kirby didn't seem to think that there were any bad actors.
Yeah, I mean,
I know. And I'm not laughing, but it is, you know, if it was not so serious, it would be funny, you know.
Well, and Karine Jean-Pierre keeps asking about it, and she keeps saying the same thing. It's kind of like she just needs to push play and then rewind and then play and rewind, because she says the very same thing every single time and nothing more.
Indeed. Indeed. All right, Denise Simon, stay right there if you would. We're coming up to the top of the hour, everybody. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news. We'll bring you the latest of what's happening at UCLA. Thank you, Jerry, for turning us on to that here at this hour. So we appreciate that. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back to hour number 3 of the program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.